Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. So the bit I always get stuck with is like, how do you intro all this? I hate doing the intro bit. So we start with the general stuff. This was all over the place last week, but I think it kicked off about lunchtime on Friday, so there was the Maria botnet attack. Don't know if I'm saying that right
or not.
Doesn't look
like you're saying that.
But that led to the Dyne DNS outage, which had lots of people working at weekends to try and fix it.
So is it just the webcams, or is it all smart devices, like hackable smart devices?
I think it was more than webcams, but I think the main ones that had the virus.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't realise that. I'm guessing that people hacked into webcams and from there could control what your network connectivity was. But
yes. Do we know who orchestrated it?
I don't think that's come out yet. I think people are saying that it's probably from, what is it, Eastern Europe? But they always say that, so who knows? I mean, it's interesting.
Scary.
Yeah, scary. Kind of interesting if you've watched all the Black Mirrors yet, no?
it does. I'm up to, I've watched four.
Okay.
So I've got 5 and 6.
All right, okay.
I'm still disturbed by 3.
I think 3 was the best one.
3 was the...
That was such
worst one in a not a bad way, if that makes sense. It stays with you.
In a very weird way, I quite liked 3, but also weirdly, I told you like about a day after I watched it, I found some article about...
No, don't say it.
About
don't even talk
awkward
about it.
Uses of tech. Non-PC use of tech. But anyway, all right, let's not go
skim
into
over that.
All right, so this morning I caught hold of the Microsoft Surface event, which seems to be, they seem to be making a big deal out of 3D and augmented reality and gaming. But the big announcement was like their Surface Studio, which is like a massive, I think it might be a 4K tablet thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
Have you seen that advert where they play on it and then they say, I couldn't do this on a Mac? Have you seen that?
No, I've not. That sounds sick.
And they're saying it's different adverts for different people, but they all seem to squeeze that sentence in.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's the only choice. Anyway, it is. But
well, you can do it on an iPad with a keyboard extension, do you know?
So I didn't put this in the notes, but Google also announced a new, basically the same as the Surface Pro, from what I could tell, a big whiteboard thing that they say they use, big 4K display for stand-ups, but it's touch-sensitive.
Oh, okay.
So I'll add that into the notes too, but it looked a lot like the Surface Studio.
Yeah.
New Macs come out today.
I've been looking forward to this announcement.
No escape key.
Well, so... So I saw everyone go crazy on Twitter about how removing the escape key will change how developers use Macs.
Yeah, so but there will be one there. It'll be on the magic bar thing.
Right.
But I use it all the time. When things freeze.
No? I was trying to think of when I use an escape key and I don't. So
really?
I feel like I'm missing out on shortcuts.
I use it all the time.
How do you... When it freezes?
Things tend to freeze quite a lot.
And what does it...
The escape key tends to... It's like a control... D or equivalent of that.
Really?
Or could, yeah, it just seems to break you out of things. But
oh,
no, you don't.
Maybe I'll have to use that next time.
Well, maybe I just use my Mac a bit more. I don't know. Let's see what comes out. I bet there'll be
megabytes. It'll be interesting. The
I don't know what it's called.
What that
I'm just calling it Magic Bar. I'm sure it's got a better
bar
name.
Across the top. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's see. Alright, so what else was the Narrow, an app that turns articles that you've bookmarked into podcasts. Don't think I'll use that.
What does it do? Like a robot reads it out?
I think it basically aggregates lots of things that you've bookmarked, and yeah, a bit like, I guess, if you're visually impaired or something, we'll read out the articles. But
it'd be interesting to hear what the voice sounds like, because sometimes they can sound a bit monotonous.
Might give it a go. I can't see how it would
give you anything.
Yeah, I can't see how it would have some appeal.
I guess on the tube, if I'm standing, I don't like to get a book or a Kindle out, so having it in my ear might be useful. But... No?
I put this one in for you. So, different ways of doing pair programming by ThoughtWorks.
Okay. Right.
I'll have to
give it a read. Yeah.
That's what TWRKS stands for.
Oh. What? I know. TWIC stands for?
ThoughtWorks.
ThoughtWorks.
Yeah, it's like a pet name.
Okay. No, I'll give that a read.
Sad but true. All right, so this blog post seems to have done the rounds quite a lot last week. One lady wrote why she is avoiding going to the Systems We Love conference. And it kind of read a bit as an attack on Brian Cantrell. It's Brian Cantrell, really well known author of a tool called D-Trace, done lots and lots of system stuff over the years. But it was kind of a bit of a direct attack. It was a bit of an awkward read, but
that's
interesting. Yeah, it's a bit of a shame. And there's another lady called Inez who also sets up Systems We Love, and she seems wicked. So I don't know. Maybe it's just one person's mileage with him. AT&T to buy Time Warner for $80 billion. It's just crazy money. Crazy.
Yeah.
This is like after last week's Snapchat thing, was it? Last time we did Snapchat. Was it Snapchat?
Oh,
Instagram?
Have I forgotten already?
There was something last time where it was like another X billion pound valuation.
Oh, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's just crazy money out there.
It starts losing meaning after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah. $80 billion, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so some updates to things that I use or used to use quite a lot. So Linux tools, overview diagram. Friend of mine, Dan Creswell, had a distributed systems reading list out there that he's updated to. Dan, awesome guy, very, very smart. That reading list, very useful, though I haven't visited it in probably a good couple of years now. And then it seems to be the week of releases. So Pony 0.7 came out, Rust 1.12.1, and Node V7 is out there. Literally no fanfare. I've heard no one talk about it.
No, I haven't heard anyone talk about it.
Yeah, it covers a lot of ES6 stuff in it. But yeah, it seems to have just completely gone under the radar. So, alright, some Scala and FP stuff. Do you want to do or do you want me to keep on going?
You keep on going.
Oh, great, thanks. So, really useful post about getting started with Scala was out last week. Couple of things around Dotty, call for committers, which is lowers the bar to get stuff in on Dotty to add some error messages. Yeah, you want to get in there?
Yeah.
And ScalaFix, a migration tool to move from Scala to Dotty. Oh, a couple of type level announcements. Lars joins the Scala Centre as a type level rep. Eric Oschheim got this year's Bagwell Award, very well deserved too. He's been doing all sorts. And I think online I saw someone reference his code as the nicest code they'd ever read.
I
think it was actually Paul Phillips who said that, who was like the main Scala compiler author for years, so yeah, that's quite high praise. And Cats 0.8 came out too. A couple of things around domain modelling, so functional domain modelling using algebras, type-driven development by Edwin Brady, and homotopical type theory. Not looked at it yet, but seems to be also kind of all over the place. Lots of people talking about it. I realise we're getting pushed for time, so...
You have a lot on this list.
All right, I'll go. Blockchain. Oh, blimey. Okay, so a great talk by Brian Bendorf. From Hyperledger about all things blockchain. A couple of slides out around that too. White paper from, I think it was Trent McConnachy, about merging database and blockchain, and really good stuff about blockchain convergence. So that's basically what are the effects of blockchain on AI, virtual reality, all the shiny stuff that's out there. There's like a backing for blockchain for it. I see you're staying quiet because we're running low on time, so
yep,
I've got
to
go.
Need to go.
All right, Adrian Koch joins AWS as VP of Cloud. That was a big announcement. He's a big character. Truth behind Unikernel's blog post, Monkeyless.
Monkeyless is a great name.
Yeah, so say Chaos Monkey, but for serverless stuff. So, because that's all in fashion at the moment. Docker Distributed Systems Summit videos out there. And finally, some signals from the stars were received. A couple of big jumps in the conclusions suggesting that it could be alien life forms.
Oh.
If you actually read the article, it kind of says it's very unlikely to be alien life forms.
Didn't they find something where they found something that was like over 200,000 years old, but it looked like it had been manufactured? Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
That's really random, I know, but...
Send me
I'll
the link.
Send you the link.
I'll add it in. lots of events on. Scala.io at the moment, Serverless Conference at the moment, Agile Roundabout tonight with Nick Tune talking, and then the end of the month, Scala 2016 in Amsterdam, Codemesh and MuCon as ever. All links are on the site. All right, got 5 minutes to be somewhere that's 10 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So, as usual, we need to start early. So, all right, let's run. Cool.